This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It appears that fishing is really turning on now at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and we've got news of some great fishing coming on. And we've also got information about the Bobcat Lottery drawing completion, and as well as certain fees being waived for veterans. Hi, I'm Kurt Dick, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will again waive day use fees for veterans, active and reserve component service members, and their families at more than 2,800 U.S. Army Corps of Engineer-operated recreation areas nationwide, and this is on Veterans Day, November 11th. The waiver covers fees for boat launch ramps and swimming beaches. The waiver does not apply to camping or camping-related services or fees for specialized facilities, such as group picnic shelters. However, other agencies that manage recreation areas on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer lands are encouraged but not required to offer the waiver in the areas that they manage. Major General Ed Jackson says they began this initiative in 2006 to support and honor men and women who have served in the nation and armed forces. He says this day is Veterans Day. We invite our veterans and active reserve service members and their families to visit one of the thousands of U.S. Army Corps of Engineer recreation sites throughout the country and enjoy their favorite activities free of charge day use fees. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is one of the nation's federal leaders in providing outdoor and water-based recreation, hosting millions of visits annually to its more than 400 lake and river projects. It's estimated that 90% of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer-operated recreation areas are within 50 miles of metropolitan areas, offering diverse outdoor activities for all ages close to home. And we also mentioned that the Bobcat Lottery, the permit lottery, is now completed, and those hunters and trappers who applied for 2016 and 17 Illinois Bobcat hunting and trapping permits may now check online to see if they were successful in receiving one of these permits. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has completed the lottery drawing for 500 available Bobcat hunting and trapping permits, and those whose names were drawn will be receiving their permits in the mail. Now, permit applicants can check their status through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Just go to the hunting one and look it up. Bobcat hunting season dates are November 10th through January 31st. It's going to be closed during the firearm deer season, which is November 18th and 19th, and November 20th, on November 20th until 6 p.m. on November 20th, and then closed December 1st and 3rd and till 6 p.m. on December 4th during the firearm deer season. Now, the Bobcat trapping season dates are November 5th through January 20th in the North Zone and November 10th through January 25th in the South Zone. And one other thing, if you're a traveler, the local business leaders, regional and state tourism managers, federal partners, and the Mississippi River businesses and residents recently launched the Mississippi River Geotourism Map Guide website in partnership with the National Geographic Maps. The landmark project has taken 2.5 years to plan and execute and is in a historically significant digital asset for anyone who visits or lives in the 10 states along the Mississippi River. The Geotourism Map Guide highlights the unique and authentic landscapes and resilient people of the Mississippi River that is the lifeblood of the economies along the bank and a unique melting pot of experiences not found anywhere else in the United States or across the world. It is designed to showcase a national and international audiences the diverse natural, cultural, and historic attractions that define the many communities along the Mississippi River. Now, the website may be viewed and used to plan trips at MississippiRiver.NatGeoTourism.com. That's MississippiRiver.NatGeoTourism.com. Residents and visitors alike may continue to nominate new sites and events and special places to the website, which will be dynamic and constantly growing. We've got some great fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. It seems like fall is really turning on now. At Carlisle Lake, our closest lake right now, The pool elevation is about 446 and still dropping a bit slow. The water clarity is good and it's in the high 60 degree mark. Catfish are still excellent. They're catching a lot of these fish and some very nice ones on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And the crappie, they're starting to get good now. Shoreline fishermen as well as boat anglers finding very good success for some very nice crappie. They're catching these fish on all types of jigs and minnows type lures, and as well as live minnows. And the largemouth bass, though there's not many really big ones coming in, there's plenty of fish being caught. And a lot of these keeper fish, these fish that would weigh in a tournament are coming along very nicely. And the white bass action, a lot of the small ones have seemed to have disappeared, but the big ones now are showing up along the shoreline and being caught mostly by the crappie fishermen. We're seeing all types of white bass coming in, mostly big ones, and the action is indeed good. At Lake Shelbyville in the state's northern reaches, no word again on the bass this week. However, catfish remain somewhat fair to good on most baits along or off the edges along the flats. And crappie, they're rated fair with a few in the 4 to 8 foot water range. They're being taken on minnows and primarily around brush and trees. And the walleye and sauger, not a whole lot of action here. They're still rated slow to fair on drifted crawlers, minnows, and some trolled crankbaits. And the white bass, they're still slow to fair as well on jig and twisters and minnows. Primary target here is to look for the shad, and you'll probably find some white bass. At the Red Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs, all yielding fish. They're coming in from the Jackie Branch of Sandusky Cove and below the dam. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes and fishing along the bridges along the rocks. And the crappie, as they have been all year long, and I mean all year since January, they're rated excellent. Mealworms, small and medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, producing good numbers of fish from the shore. They're fishing near structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, the Einar Boat Ramp, also the Gun Creek area and the Main Lake drop-off areas. And the bluegill action rated good. Good numbers of these fish coming in on small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets. Shoreline fishermen are finding the Sailboat Harbor a good spot. Try fishing shallow if you're in boats with worms or small jigs. Fish in the back of the necks and the flat shallow banks and on the rocks. And the channel catfish, also excellent. Another very good catch. Large minnows, leeches, hosses, hog bait, all types of live and commercial catfish baits working here. Try leeches in the moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set your line 3 to 4 foot deep from the shore and over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use area. And white bass, rated good. These fish are coming along very nicely now. It's a fall thing. Inline spinners, jig, and curly tail grubs producing fish along the 154 bridges. They're also fishing along the rocks and drop-offs and fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. So we've got some great fishing to report and other activities going on as well. The duck hunt's going to get underway or getting underway real well now. So we've got a lot of things happening. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickett.